If you haven't responded to the U.S. Census, you might have a field worker showing up on your doorstep soon. Census workers are following up with West Virginia households that have not self-reported through the mail, online, or by phone. With about a month left to report, the response rate so far is 55.5%. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. In 2010, the final response rate in West Virginia was about 59%, making it 6% below the national average. Census numbers, which are collected every 10 years, directly impact federal funding for the state. The count for 2020 will determine how much of the $675 billion federal dollars will be given to the Mountain State. And that's according to Stephen Shope with the U.S. Census.
This data we lived with for 10 years, so keep it 10 minutes to respond, and it'll benefit your family, your community, your state for the next 10 years.
The money helps fund housing, transportation, healthcare, education, and emergency response. Programs that often lack finances in economically distressed areas such as West Virginia. An undercount of the population could also lead to losing a representative in Congress. Currently, West Virginia has 3. The census count will end September 30th, a month sooner than previously planned. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan.